This is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the BelowTopSecret.com, BTS Talk, General Topics and Discussion Member Podcast Feed. The topic for this pod thread is Magic's Podcasting Workshop. With all the podcasts everyone does, I thought it would be fun to have a pod thread dedicated to podcasting tips and techniques, and where podcasters can bring their questions, problems, and comments on podcasting itself. While there are already some threads for this, that still didn't stop me now, did it? Besides, only one pod thread has the official Magic's Podcasting Workshop seal of approval, so be sure to ask for it by name. Overall, I would like to encourage members to contribute to the pod thread in the form of podcasts if you can. If you can't, or just want to comment offline, then by all means post away in the related pod thread for this subject. While I naturally intend to offer my own advice and whatnot, I also look forward to hearing tips and techniques from my fellow podcasters. Also, I can't necessarily troubleshoot every problem, and my methods and techniques may not work for everyone, so the more ideas and opinions, the better. Of course, there are many, many subjects related to podcasting, and it would be impossible to cover even a fraction of them in a single podcast. So I'll start off with one subject, and we can go from there. One element of podcasting that is near and dear to my heart is the subject of podcast file size, which is what I want to talk about in this podcast. The reason for my interest in file size is the fact that I live out in the boonies and for a long, long time had to rely on dial-up for internet access. Even now, though I have wide area wireless and ISDN for a backup, my internet connectivity still tends to be pretty dicey, and it's not unusual for me to have to select things for download based on file size, because there are only so many hours in the day for downloading. Aside from my own issues, I also think it's important when podcasting to target podcasts at people with iPods or other portable MP3 devices. After all, that's the heart of the podcasting revolution. Even though I don't have an iPod myself, when I podcast, I like to think of someone listening to my rants with an iPod while riding the bus or a train. So that's the image I have in mind when I podcast. Naturally, and this applies to everything I say here and elsewhere, these are just my opinions. The only actual rules for ATS podcasts are set by the ATS staff. So at most, my recommendations are guidelines and nothing more. Still, I don't tend to make suggestions that I don't think are good ideas, so you might want to consider that. Anyway, let's get down to details. Astute listeners will notice that except for music podcasts, I tend to use very low bit rates, and as a result, my podcast files tend to be quite compact. For talk-only podcasts, I prefer to use a 24 kilobit per second bit rate in mono and with a 22 kilohertz sample rate. With those MP3 compression parameters, my podcasts use about 175 kilobytes of disk space per minute of audio, which means I can do an almost 6-minute podcast that only uses a single megabyte of disk space, or a whole 24 minutes of podcasting for only 4 megabytes. Many podcasters may find those settings rather low, and may have trouble going that low without getting major distortion. So how do I do it without sounding so terrible? At least, I like to think I don't sound terrible. The secret is to reduce the amount of high frequencies in the podcast signal, which will reduce the flanging sound. Now, depending upon your software, you may be able to adjust tone controls such as bass and treble, or as in my case, use an EQ filter. I'll go into more detail about that in future podcasts. For now, my suggestion to my fellow podcasters is to be aware of bit rates and podcast file size. Experiment with your software and settings and see what you come up with. How low can you go? Of course, music podcasts and podcasts which need stereo are a different matter. But for good old-fashioned talk podcasts, my advice is to make your podcasts take up as little file space as possible. That way, they may find their way onto more iPods. And that concludes my first podcast in the Magic's Podcasting Workshop series. I hope you liked it and encourage you to reply with your own podcasts, tips, techniques, and questions. Until next time, be well, friends.